Okay, yes, well, we're at the live room again, the second gig this this weekend, and it's Eve Sellis. Hello, Albert.
Hi. Yeah. Hi. And it's Robbie, right?
Yes.
Or is it Rob?
That both would be all
Robbie,
right.
Robbie,
yeah.
Do you answer to hey you? Because I do too, and that would be confusing.
Yes.
Uh-oh, we're in trouble now.
We'll call you Eve, yes. Very good sound check there, really.
Thank you. We
do quite like them, and as Molly said, you were working together very well.
Thank you, Molly. I appreciate that. Mm. Yeah, you know, I was mentioning too that life is just too short to work with people that are crabby. And that are, you know, music is a giving art. You know, you give from your soul, and many times you're up there giving to your own soul and flourishing from that space, but it's not worth being around people that are selfish in their giving, when it comes to music, in my opinion.
Mm. So could you tell us about your band? You just played three times together.
Yes,
so
as a matter of fact, this is our third gig. So we've only actually done two shows.
Mm-hmm.
It just worked out that way this time around that we are here as a four-piece. It's actually a three-piece, and then I play acoustic guitar on one song. So Mark Intrabaya is the lead guitar player, and he and I have been working together for 28 years and writing songs together, and we're still together because we're not married to each other. It's really hard to write a song about what a jerk the guitar player is when he's in your band. So anyway, I'm teasing. That's our joke. The drummer is Larry Grano, and he has been with us for at least, 14 years, 13 or 14 years. And he's an amazing singer, and we're going to feature him a little bit tonight in his singing, because I've been bugging him for, 10 years. Do a CD. You need to do your own CD. You've got a great voice. So he finally did his own. He did an EP. So he's got that. And then Josh Jewsbury is joining us on bass, and he's actually British. And this is the first time we've actually used a different bass player than our bass player, Rick Nash. But dare I say the B word, because of Brexit and just financially, we just couldn't afford to bring our bass players. So we hired someone, we saved on the flights and the pay to hire somebody here from England. And he suggested Josh, and Josh is doing a great job. So this was our third gig.
Yeah.
We're still learning a few things with him, but it's been so far so good.
Excellent.
Hopefully it'll be a good show tonight.
Yes, in fact, that was lovely to watch, the way you were interacting and helping each other to bond and produce excellent goods.
Nice. Great. Awesome. Anyway, we're happy to be here. This is our first time here at the live room at the Caroline Social Club. I want to say Caroline Social Club.
Well,
I say it that way?
It sounds good.
I'm from the South, but I'm from Southern California, so it's, dude, we're the, anyway.
So you've been, you've got a lot of CDs, that you've been going quite a while, but you've also had quite a break a while back.
I did have a break. The last tour we did was 2016, and 2 weeks after I got home, my husband was diagnosed with brain cancer. So that kind of stopped us in our tracks, and right now he's doing great. We've had two surgeries, we did radiation, we did chemo, and now it's just every 3 months we have an MRI, and all we want to hear is stable, no change. Because with brain cancer, there's no cure. It will come back. You will die from it. But I'm actually focused on a cure. I think a cure is coming. And I think brain cancer will be one of the first ones. So we'll see. I mean, I don't know. But I'm trusting that will be okay. And then 2 months later, my brother, Dan, got stage 4 colon cancer. And he's only 46. And I don't know about here, but in the States, you have to be 50 before you get a colonoscopy.
Yes.
And had he gotten a colonoscopy 2 years prior, which he would have been 44, they would have found a polyp like they do on sometimes, and they've taken out, no cancer, but it was stage 4. But now he is on a trial, and he will be actually considered cured, not in remission, cured when they finish it, because they're altering his DNA. It's amazing what they're doing. Like, the cures are coming, people. I'm here to give you joy and some respite from what you're going through, because cancer sucks, and we all hate it. And then, unfortunately, after that, about 5 months later, my brother Pete died. And I can't really talk about it, but it was horrific and tragic and unimaginable to lose a family member the way I lost my brother Pete. And so it took me to my knees. It took me down hard, really hard. And I didn't know if I was going to be able to come back from all of it. And then I did. I mean, therapy and will, I guess, and I found a way. I'm going to talk about the things that have helped me. You can't really choose when things happen to you, but you get a choice on how you're going to move through it. And pain is pain, and loss is loss, and we all understand it. So we started writing songs about a year ago. I'm going to play some new ones tonight. And all I have for those are demos. I have a little memory stick there with some demos of them that people can get if they're interested. But I'll be sharing just a little bit about what I've been through and what's helped me get through in hopes that it might help someone else.
And I understand you do quite a bit of charity work.
I do, you know, and I did that before all this happened, but now brain cancer is something I raise money for. Breast cancer, my sister is a 15-year survivor. So I've been doing the three-day walk, which is you walk 60 miles in 3 days, and you raise all this money, and it goes towards finding a cure. And I did that for almost 10 years, and the last, because of everything that happened with my husband and my brothers, I've only just helped them fundraise, and I'm not doing the walk anymore.
Yeah.
You know, you change, your priorities change when you get a little older, but also when you know, you don't know how much time you have. So you are a lot more present in your life, and you want to be there. But it matters to me because, again, you know, cancer sucks, and everybody hates cancer, and everybody. I don't know one human on this planet that doesn't know somebody or had a family member that has been affected by cancer. And I think it's our food. Okay, the end. Sorry.
No, that will touch a lot of people.
Yeah.
But equally, I notice the connection to college scholarships, and that makes me wonder about family, education, those kinds of interests.
Well, you know what? Funny. Only a few of my family have gone to college. They've all kind of found their little niche in what they're doing. My brother Dan owns a brewery in San Diego, and it really makes really good beer. It's called Mission Brewery. You should check it out.
Right. Yeah.
But I think for me, education is everything in this world that people don't understand something, so they're like, I'm against that. But if you get the knowledge about what it is and how it's helping, a lot of people are against Planned Parenthood in California, in the United States, because of abortion. And I'm not going to go into that, believe it or not. I can't believe all the things I'm bringing up with y'all. But my best friend is a breast cancer survivor, and she wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Planned Parenthood, who also offer breast cancer MRIs for people who can't afford it.
Yes.
So I think education is so important, and one of my dear friends, he was a professor. He rode his bike back and forth to school from teaching, and on his way home about 15 months ago, a woman fell asleep at the wheel and veered off the road and hit him at like 2:30 in the afternoon.
Oh.
And he died. And so we're raising money to get a scholarship fund in his name that will go in perpetuity.
Yes.
So through this college district, they need $25,000 American. And I think they're close. I know they're over 15,000. So I just, whenever I can, and whenever it feels good, I ask if anybody wants to donate. And I do it a lot over in the States for breast cancer. Over here, when we tour, because you guys have the pound coin. And so I ask people just for change. And you'd be surprised at how quickly change adds up over here. Maybe you don't. Maybe you wouldn't be surprised. So, yes, there are things that are near and dear to my heart for certain reasons. And also just, you know, because of what I've gone through, all I care about right now in my life is being in service to love. I just want to give from a loving heart space, add more beauty and light and love in the world, because what could possibly be wrong with that? There's no arguing. There's no political divide. There's no, everybody agrees that we could use more love, more art, and more beauty. And so that's all I care about. That's all I want to do.
Worth doing.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Well, we'll see. You know, and the other thing that about music and new music, I am writing new music, and I do want to do another CD, but hardly anyone buys CDs anymore in the States because they don't even have CD players. Like, it's everybody streams.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting to me that music means so much to all of us.
Yeah.
It marks time. It marks, like, you hear that one song, you're like, bam, I'm 14 years old, I'm riding my bike or whatever. You're right back to so many moments in our lives. Mm. Think about going to the movies with no music. Yeah. Think about all day long with no music. Mm. And yet nobody wants to pay for it anymore. Mm. Even Sir Paul, Sir Paul McCartney, 87% of his income last year came from touring and merchandise.
Hmm.
Not from songwriting royalties, and not from, because people don't buy it the way they did.
That's
so there, hopefully we're going to find a balance there again, because there's so many amazing musicians out there that want to do music, but they can't provide for their families, so they sell cars, or they sell homes, or they do whatever.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I would encourage people, whenever they get an opportunity to help a struggling artist, you know, don't think that you're just putting money in their pocket for, you know, a pint. You're putting money in their pocket so they can pay their electric bill, so that they can keep writing songs that maybe will save someone's life someday.
Yeah, that is a big change.
So
certainly,
so I hope we do.
Well, live music is very much to the fore now in this area.
Yes.
And so that, you know, you do get the chance to actually, you know, pay in.
Pay
listen.
In. Yes, you're paying at the door, and if you want to buy a CD, you do. And if you, and thank you. Thank you to your listeners for this is such a beautiful place to play music and a great vibe. I'm excited for the gig tonight. It's my first time.
Well, I think you'll find a warm welcome. We value our musicians very much.
I look forward to it, and hopefully I won't be late, because I've got to do my makeup too. It could take me hours.
You're looking lovely already.
Thank you, Molly. Thank you so much. And Robbie, thank you for your time.
Well, thank you very
much. And thank you for your support of music.